This is Bird Note. It's junco season over much of North America. Busy little flocks of these white-bellied snowbirds are kicking and scratching on woodland edges and beneath feeders from southern Canada to Mexico. Birds chip and seat at each other almost constantly as they feed. And on warm, bright winter days, the males may even break into light, loose, trilling song. But songs and calls are not the only way juncos have to communicate. For centuries, the party line has been that birds don't have much of a sense of smell. There are exceptions, the turkey vulture, to name an obvious example. But for the most part, it's been believed that, over their evolutionary history, birds have opted for highly developed senses of sight and hearing, leaving no significant room in the brain for smell. However, researchers have discovered that the oil juncos use to keep their feathers in top condition is aromatic. What's more, the oil produced by males and the oil produced by females have different chemical compositions. The most masculine-smelling males are most attractive to breeding females, while the most feminine-smelling females have the best luck with males. Turns out our wintertime juncos, so familiar and so modest, create a sensory world of their own. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.